President Bush travels to London today on his second visit to Europe in 2 months. He's scheduled to have lunch with the Queen at Buckingham Palace and meet with Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair at Chequers. In remarks yesterday, President Bush suggested the World Bank should provide grants to the poorest countries rather than loans that have to be repaid. He also criticized anti-globalization protesters who are heading for Genoa, Italy, the site for this weekend's G8 summit, which President Bush is attending. He accused them of trying to shut down global trade, which he says is the best way for nations to escape poverty. Italian authorities are imposing unprecedented security measures for the Genoa summit. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports the city is bracing for an influx of as many as 100,000 demonstrators.
The protesters are known as the People of Seattle, where the first anti-globalization riots broke out at the 1999 World Trade Organization Summit. Since then, the No Global movement has grown, and it's been dogged by violence at international events in Prague, Quebec City, and last month in Gothenburg, Sweden. Anti-globalization activists have been preparing for Genoa for months. They include environmentalists and animal rights activists, organizations fighting for debt relief, against poverty, the spread of AIDS, and in favor of cultural and sexual equality. 800 organizations from all over the world have joined forces under the umbrella of the Genoa Social Forum. Speaking at an open-air debate in Rome last week, spokesman Vittorio Agnoletto outlined the umbrella group's position.
Siamo contro una globalizzazione dove 1.3 miliardi di persone vivono con meno di un dollaro al giorno.
We are opposed to a globalization where 1.3 billion people live with less than a dollar a day, where 1.8 billion do not have access to drinking water, where 95% of AIDS patients do not have access to medicines, where the business with the highest profits and dividends is the pharmaceutical industry, where a country like the US produces 20% of pollution and doesn't want to sign the Kyoto Protocol.
The movement's iconography encompasses posters of Chairman Mao and Che Guevara, as well as Gandhi and Martin Luther King. But this time in Genoa, the traveling circus of anti-globalization activists will have new and more institutionalized supporters. Taking its lead from Pope John Paul II, the Italian Catholic Church has been making itself heard on behalf of the world's most needy. In the lead-up to the summit, 60 Italian Catholic groups and 3,000 individuals signed a manifesto endorsing stronger environmental and labor protection. It calls for the cancellation of third-world debt and taxes on international currency transactions to discourage speculation and to create a fund for third-world development. John Allen is the Rome correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter.
So at the level of content, I think what you're seeing is a growing alignment between sort of mainstream Catholic opinion and the progressive critique of globalization that has been taking shape in recent years.
The Italian government shares the church's concerns and agreed to present the Catholic Manifesto to the G8 summit. On his own, Italian Chief of State Carlo Azeglio Ciampi has taken the unprecedented initiative to invite 4 African chiefs of state for talks on the sidelines of the G7 summit.
Noi dobbiamo come europei riuscire a agganciare l'Africa.
As Europeans, we must succeed in anchoring Africa to Europe to prevent it from drifting further towards the margins of the world.
Helping out the third world is one of the few topics on which the Western industrial powers appear to have already reached agreement. In fact, the summit is expected to end with the announcement of the creation of an international AIDS fund started by the United States with a $200 million pledge, and which could top $1 billion after donations from other G7 nations. But President George Bush will face much more flack from the European allies over such issues as climate warming and missile defense. Not only has the United States scrapped the Kyoto Protocol on global warming, it also opposes a proposal by a G8 task force that would end subsidies for fossil fuels and earmark more money for non-polluting energy sources. Analysts here say the Europeans seem determined at the Genoa summit to call President Bush to task for what French Foreign Minister Hubert Védrine has called the unilateralist mindset of the U.S. administration. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.